Welcome to the Let's Learn Love podcast, your vehicle to a better love life. Come along with your host, Dr. Cassandra M. Parks, as she explores love from all sides, relationships, dating, and intimacy. Always sure to be an interesting and thought-provoking time. So come on and let's learn love in a fun way. And now your host, Dr. Cassandra M. Parks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first podcast for Let's Learn Love. I am Dr. Cassandra Parks, and I am here with Miss Ishi from Arrested Development. Of course, you know she is a two-time Grammy winner. She has a number of singles and placements, and you know just working with other artists and management, and she just does it all. So let's try to find out some information and see what we can do to be kind of like her. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful. I appreciate you reaching out to me and even just being interested in me being on your show, and congratulations on your new podcast.
Thank you so much. I don't even know where to start. I'm a fan. I'm not even gonna lie. I am a fan. I have followed you ever since I was younger. What got you into the business?
Well, my mother was one of the first black dance schools here in Atlanta, Georgia. She started back in the 60s. So it was called the Billy Gaither School of Dance. And my mother was just a woman of the arts. So I started dancing when I was 2 years old, and I just kept dancing. And then when I was about 13, I got the opportunity to audition for Arrested Development. They were looking for a dancer, and my sister actually was offered the opportunity, and she didn't want to do it. So I'm the youngest. I have a brother and a sister, and she had been in the business, you know, years before I got into it. And a gentleman by the name of Ian Burke was managing Arrested Development at the time and kind of helping Speech and Headline, who are the founding members of Arrested Development, kind of navigate through the Atlanta music scene back then. And this was in the 80s. I was in the eighth grade, and they were in college at the Arts Institute of Atlanta. And my sister took me to the audition, my sister and Ian, and I auditioned for the group. And that literally was kind of how I got into the industry on a larger scale. But prior to that, I had actually been dancing behind local artists here in Atlanta and dancing in talent shows with dance groups and stuff like that. And then, of course, still being a part of my mom's dance school, because my mother taught CeeLo Green and a lot of other Soul Messiah, a lot of other people here in Atlanta, from athletes to just prominent people in the black culture here in Atlanta. So, yeah, I've been dancing all my life. So thank you to my mother. She was the one who actually, you know, kicked it all off. You know what I mean? God gave me the talent, and she nurtured it.
Yes, that is so awesome, because I danced as well. It came from my grandmother. Kind of share your love of dance. I have been dancing forever as well. You know, all the point and the tap and the ballet and the modern. I love it as well. But how did that kind of form you going into singing?
Well, I always sang around the house, and I love singing, but dance was my passion. So, you know, it kind of was like dance always took, you know, top shelf when it came to that. So, but when I got into Arrested Development, I was able to, you know, display that talent as well. Singing, lead vocals, background vocals. I worked instruments. I did a lot of stuff. So, yeah, we all did.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, and it was just something that was always in me and I always loved to do, too. But, you know, I specifically, when I first got in the group, it was strictly dancing. But then when they discovered that I could sing as well, then I started doing, you know, vocals and the whole nine, everything, dancing and singing. So, yeah, and it was like when I would be on stage, I would have to do both. And it's not easy dancing that hard and then having to sing and do vocals.
Right. imagine. That's why I know you have to have strong, strong lungs to dance and sing. You are a better queen than I am because I can't sing, period. So I already can only imagine.
It was something, but I enjoyed it. Loved the challenge.
Yes, I love it too. Okay, we know that you do so many things. You're so multifaceted. What are some of the other things that you do right now?
I do artist development. I develop up-and-coming artists. I also work with established artists as well. I do choreography, creative directing. I do styling. I put glam squads together, or I put a person's like whole music team, producers, writers, everything together. So I'm like a liaison, if you will, where I put a lot of just teams together. And I also manage my daughter, who's an amazing young up and coming model. And I do that. I write. I do songwriting. I do my own music. So, yeah, I teach. I do a lot of private dance lessons. I do a lot with young people, so I teach a lot of dance. And, so I stay busy. I stay busy.
Well, good. Just so we don't lose track, how can people get in touch with you just to, you know, find out everything that you're doing? We'll do it again at the end, but, you know, in case they have a pen with them, they can jot it down real quick right now.
So you can go to my website, www.eshe, that's spelled E-S-H-E, Afro, A-F-R-O, Soul, S-O-U-L.com, EsheAfroSoul.com. And on my website, you have everything there, all the different things that I do, my bio, and you can see the artists that I work with. And I have new artists that are not on the website that I'm working with. And, hey, you can shoot me a message if you're interested, you know, in getting some artist development training or anything like that.
Yes, and we know that she's been in the game for a minute, so that'd be a good resource just to reach out and get. So with everything that was going on, of course, you know, this is about relationship and dating and love. So when you first started just being in the business with everything that was going on, what was one thing that you, you know, wish that you have learned from dating that early on?
Being in the industry, it's kind of hard to have a relationship, especially when you're really pursuing a career, and I was so young. When the rest of development came out, I was in the 12th grade of, you know, high school. So when we were touring and stuff, I was 16 years old. So I was primarily around adults a lot. And I wasn't one to lie about my age or anything like that. So I didn't really date like in the early years. But if it was one thing I would say that I would have learned before starting dating is, just how real relationships, relationships that are centered in true love, unconditional love, godly love should look like. Learn more about just how men think and how women think. Just everybody's different. Like, you can't base everybody on sometimes how you grew up or just the people you were around. You get what I'm saying? So I think that I had a very kind of narrow view because I really wasn't exposed to a whole lot of different type of men, if you will. You know what I mean? Because I spent a lot of my time just kind of focused on the arts and being creative and dancing and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, you know, one of the best resources that you can find is life itself, and, you know, different things can influence the way that you love or that you want to, you know, find out about love. What are some of the best resources that you that has helped you learn love along the way?
I love to read. I read a lot, different books, and just like to hear different people's perspectives, and also just I have a lot of friends that have amazing relationships and just very loving, unconditional, solid, godly relationships, and they really care about one another and what happens to, you know, like how you feel. And it's a partnership, you know what I mean? And just watching them and how they flow, and they've been together for multiple years. So I've learned a lot just by watching people, to be honest, watching people and, you know, kind of looking at the relationships that weren't so good even in my life and say, okay, I don't want that anymore. So what can I do to make it better? Do you get what I mean? So I always I like to examine myself and see where error was with me. And then I also like to give myself time to heal. And then I look at other people that whom I admire, and they have great relationships, and learn from them, you know. So just putting myself around positive people that have great relationships and reading.
Yes. Yes, that helps. You know, sometimes there's a balance between, you know, finding out information, reading it, you know, through the internet, books, and, you know, just other mediums like that, and then applying them to your life. But you also get the little gems and nuggets from, you know, the older couple that you may see at Walmart walking, or, you know, just sources can come from anywhere. So I totally understand that.
Definitely.
Yes. You know, with everything that you have going on, you are such a busy lady. How, you know, what advice would you recommend for somebody that has, quote unquote, your lifestyle if they wanted to pursue love?
Well, it's funny because I've been single, oh my gosh, even for probably like 16 years. So I'm actually really open now totally to having a mate. I think for a time period I wasn't, only because I just was truly focused on raising my daughter and just doing exactly and being where God wanted me to be, and then also my career and just family. So that was just the center of my focus. But now that my daughter's older, she's 17, I'm just really open to it now. And it's hard being in this business because a lot of times you don't know when people genuinely are interested in you or if they want the hookup or you just don't know, because I've actually had that happen to me several times. You think a person really likes you, but they don't. You know what I mean? And it's more about who they can be connected to or who you know and that whole thing. So I would just say, you know, definitely I'm a true believer is that if you're, you know, trust your gut, you know, and, you know, I pray about everything, and I'm like, God, bring the right people in my life. If they're not supposed to be here, remove them. If they are supposed to be, open my eyes, let me see, let, you know, just reveal to me what I need to see and what I need to know. So that's honestly for me, that's what I do. I just don't kind of, oh, he's cute or that. You know, I don't do that, you know, and no judgment of anybody that does. I'm just saying I just don't do that. I have to kind of feel a person out, really hear where they're coming from, you know, if they have some real substance to them, you know what I mean, and if their values are in line with mine. And, you know, and it's okay to be different and have different thoughts, you know, but I like to watch people. I watch people a lot. So body energy, their energy, because I was married before, and you know, it didn't, I ended up getting a divorce. But again, during in that time, I don't feel like I was in my best space of being who I was, or who God created me to be. So I just took time back and said, you know, I'm just going to focus on me and getting me to the place that I need to be. So, you know, for me, just anybody kind of in this business, you got to have to really, really make a choice if that's what you really want to have a relationship. They have to be a person that's extremely understanding and very open, because, you know, sometimes you're in the studio 2 and 3 in the morning and you may be in a studio where it's men or women And, you know, you have to be comfortable and not think that there's something going on, because it may not be going, nothing going on, just people working and recording. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's like you just have to have someone in a relationship that's truly secure, and not, you know, you got to know what they're in it for. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, or why they want to be in it with you. So this business can be a lot, you know, because you just truly don't know when people really like you or not. You know what I mean? Or is it something else? Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I hope I answered your question. I know I said a whole lot.
No, you did. And, you know, it kind of spurred off another question that I had off the cuff. And, you know, how do you, as, you know, being in entertainment and, you know, trying to find out who's genuine, who's not, and, you know, besides, well, for me, I'm a Christian, so I believe in Jesus and I believe in the Holy Spirit. But besides, you know, that, how do you go about, you know, judging people and, you know, trying to put your foot out there to date? Because, you know, surprisingly, even though you're in entertainment and you have other things going on, it's similar amongst the, you know, other women that I work with. You know, they say, you know, well, I'm not sure if they're real. I'm not sure if they really want me for me, or, you know, if they want my paycheck, if they want my bag, and, you know, right. All the things I have. Because, you know, it's a reality here in Atlanta. Women are really doing well for themselves. You know, they they have good jobs. They have the good homes. They have the good cars. You know, they're taking care of their children, and they really just want somebody to, you know, not necessarily complete their life, but complement their life. And there's so many fake people here. There's so much wishy-washiness going on. You know, how, just personally, how do you kind of deal with it and weed some of it out?
Well, again, I'm an energy person, and I watch people. I watch how they treat other people. Like, if we go out to dinner, or if I, you know, go out on a date with somebody in the past, because I haven't dated in, oh my gosh, forever. But if I go out on a date, when I did in the past, I would watch how they would treat the servers, or,
right.
You know, how would they talk to the valet, or just little things. You know, I would just watch them and consistently watch. You know, the things that are important to me, let me just see how you are. Then I engage in, conversation about just, you know, where they are in life and, what they want out of life. And if it's something I know, like for me, I have a daughter, but I'm at a place in my life, I don't want any more kids. I love children and I always work with kids, but I don't want to go through the process of, you know, having a child. So I definitely wouldn't get with someone who wanted to have a kid. Do you get what I'm saying? So, like, you know, adopting a child is different from actually going through being pregnant, what I'm saying.
Right.
So it's like, I wouldn't want to be with somebody and deprive them of the opportunity of being with somebody who wants that. You know what I mean? That's something I truly don't want. You know what I mean? So, because
right.
I'm, you know, I'm 45. I don't want to start over. You know what I mean? So, you know, my daughter will be 18 next year. So, you know what I mean? That's just me. And I had a very difficult pregnancy. So it's just certain things I just, you know, like that's a big one for me. But, you know, a lot of people that I meet, you know, have met, they're older anyway, and they're not really trying to have kids either. So, so it works out.
Yes.
But, you know, I just watch people's energy and just see what their conversation's about and what they're talking about and, you know, everything. You know, I watch their temperament. I take them around people who I trust and love. And, you know, a lot of times your friends and people who really love you can see things in other people that you can't see, especially when you're, like, into the person. So
right.
I do believe in, you know, bringing them around people you trust and you hold dear, like my spiritual parents and people like that. Yeah, my mother's, she's passed away. She's no longer with us. But, like, even my mother, you know, I would bring people around her and see what she thought, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's important, you know what I mean? So, just, you know, hey, I always say the village is going to tell you the truth. They really love you, you know?
Amen. Amen. That is true.
Yeah.
Well,
with you dating and being a single mom, how did your daughter react to that? Because I will be 45 this year as well, and I have a 17-year-old, so I'm right there with you. I understand my baby. Well, he's not a baby. I shouldn't call him a baby. Lord, if he is, it's a draw. But he'll be 18 in November. So, you know, when I first started dating again, he was kind of it was a man thing. He was a man of the house. You know, he was solid in being here. And, you know, he really didn't get into my business, but I could tell, you know, he was monitoring the situation, to put it lightly. So, you know, how did you juggle your daughter and, you know, sometimes dating and getting that subject to her? How did you feel about it?
To be honest, like I said, I really haven't been dating a lot and everything. So I kind of just, I didn't have to really talk about it. I think now it's more so she even said, yeah, Mom, you should, you know, you need somebody wonderful in your life and da-da-da. So she's very encouraging about it, to be honest. So, yeah, I just haven't done it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, but I'm, you know. And then, of course, everything that's going on in the world right now, you just kind of, you know, we're all at a kind of a standstill, if you will. So I don't know, you know, whenever I definitely, you know, said once all of this is over, I definitely want to, you know, possibly date and stuff like that. So I'm definitely open to it.
Okay. Well, y'all hear that. She's open. If y'all interested. Now, I'm not saying flood her DMs and all that foolishness. But,
that's so,
you know, hey, let me tell you. I can only imagine some of the stuff that you get just from, you know, people out of thin air, you know, because some of the things that I get are so inappropriate. And I'm like, oh, really? No. So I can kind of understand. But, you know, it is hard. It's a filtering process is kind of hard. You know, it's difficult. It's timely. It's consuming sometimes.
Oh,
so
yeah, definitely.
You know, that's why I'm here. I'm trying to make it a better way to find love. So, you know,
right.
That's my purpose here in life. It took me 38 years to figure that out. Thank you. Yeah, it took me 38 years to figure this out. You know, but I knew it was a calling that God gave me, because I have been a matchmaker and listened to people's problems with relationships since I was little. So.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I literally have. But, just a couple more questions. What is love to you?
Oh, man. Love is beautiful, is complex, is simple at times, is hard, is work, is unconditional, is everything in between, you know.
Yes.
You have to be open, if you will, to receiving and giving love. And I think that a lot of times people are not as open as they think they are. You know what I mean?
True.
Because a lot of times I think that it comes with stipulations. It comes with, well, if you do this, then you don't love me. And sometimes I think that people misconstrue lust for love, or they only have the perception of love from what they know. So, like, growing up or what they saw, that's love to them, you know.
Right.
So I don't know. It's just, it's very interesting. Love is a very interesting thing, but it's beautiful, but at the same time, it can be very hard, you know,
right.
Very challenging at times. Oh my gosh. It could be, the very thing that pushes you to your purpose. It could be the very thing that makes you into the woman or man that you're supposed to be, that you were created to be. it's love is so powerful. And I mean, truly, like, I know love when I feel it and when I see it, you know. And sometimes love is going to tell you the truth, and sometimes it may be hurtful, but that's when you, it's love. When someone really cares about you, they're going to be completely honest and transparent with you.
Yes. Love is such a powerful energy. It is such a powerful energy. And I tell people that all the time, you know, the exchange of it when it's correct and it's in the right nature is so wonderful and so powerful, you know.
Yes.
And it, love comes in all forms, you know, godly love. It comes in, you know, like you were saying, lust. But, you know, there's love of your siblings, your children, you know, love
yes.
of sports, you know. It,
yes.
It's so, it varies
vast.
So much.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It is. Yeah, it does.
Yes.
And we all need it. We all need it, you know, on some level,
yes.
you know.
Yes, we do. And one more question before we
yeah.
wrap up. What, who can you say have been the three people that most influenced you in your love life?
Definitely my mother, my daughter, and honestly, I can't, and God, of course, God, mm-hmm. God, God's love, my daughter, my mom, but I honestly can't say just three people. I think everybody I've encountered in my life has taught me something about love in some type of capacity, whether it's just it was work-related or it was family-related, you know, romantic-related. I've learned
mm-hmm.
about love on so many levels, and each time and each experience has changed me. You know, shaped me. Yeah, and sometimes it was hurtful, and sometimes it was great, and sometimes it was wonderful, but and then sometimes it was like, oh my gosh, you know. But it's all shaped me and made me into the woman I am today.
That is so awesome. What would you love to leave our listeners with today?
Whew, that's a great question. I would just say, hey, first of all, thank you again for having me on your podcast. Congrats on all that you're doing, and I wish you many, many blessings. And to your listeners, I wish you all blessings and many great things for your life as well. I would say, you know, more than anything, it's time to live and love and let go.
Yes.
And I feel like a shift has happened and that we're going into a new realm and that we have to be just completely open to things that we weren't open to a few months back or at the top of this year.
Just
be open to positive new things that's going to make you a better person, a better human being, a better spirit. So that's what I would truly say. Just live. It's time to live. You know, live and love and let go and laugh, you know,
yes.
and laugh, because there's so much going on in the world right now, so much pain. And I, you know, oh, my God, emotions are everywhere, all over the place, people's mental health, physical health. And we have to really, really, really love on each other and love on
yes.
ourselves. Self-care is so important. And, yeah, just live, laugh, let go, and love.
Yes, I love it.
That
of course,
it,
I love
for
it.
Sure.
Yes. Well, Queen, I am honored by your presence. Again, I thank you very, very much. And please let the listeners.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. And please let the listeners know again where they can reach you. And, you know, y'all need to come get some of this. Of development, the management, the styling, just you need to get it all. You know,
appreciate
she may lay a trap for you, you know, but for the right price, however, we don't do anything for free. You know, this is her entertainment, this is her job. So, you know, maybe y'all can work it, you know, get some pricing out for a hook or something. But again, where can they follow you?
I'm on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, I'm even on SoundCloud, YouTube, but you can go to my website and you'll see all the links to all my social media. www.ishiafrosoul.com. Ishi Afro Soul.
Thank you, Ms. Yishi. Thank you so much. Please follow her. Please support her. She is a queen trying to get it done. And we will be right back.
And as we close another episode of Let's Learn Love, remember to follow the Let's Learn Love social media pages. And if you have any questions for the podcast, be sure to send them to letslearnlove@outlook.com. See you next episode.